Yo, what's going on, everybody, man? It's your man, EJ, the comedian. I gotta get something off my chest. Hold up, forget my slope. How y'all feeling? How y'all chilling? How y'all living? Right, I gotta get something off my chest, man. This is crazy. Where does America come to? That's the question we have. We have to ask ourselves. You know, racism ain't going nowhere, so let's just stop saying it doesn't exist. It doesn't, it's not going nowhere. Racism is going to continue to exist because we're not educating each other on united we stand, divided we fall. On that point, I don't want to, make people mad or whatever the case may be, but I just got to say this. Now, it's happened too many times over and over again. How is it that the Klan can constantly have rallies, but if we lead a peaceful protest, we get attacked by police? And the Klan get a police escort. What in the blank, is going on? How is that even fair? They could be called an organized group, but you get a group of black people walking together, we get the police called on us. You get a group of black people walking together in the mall, we gotta disperse. We're too big of a crowd. The Black Lives Matter organization get together. No, they call them a damn terrorist group. Who have we terrorized? The Klansmen have terrorized blacks and Mexicans for years. How are they called an organization, but we're called a damn terrorist group? Hey, come on, DC. They marched. Man, that's my home. That is my home, Prince George's County. I represent D.C. to the fullest. How did y'all even let that shit go down? Now, I'm not promoting violence or none of that, but come on, y'all. They did it in, what, Charlottesville, whatever you call them. They have rallies in South Carolina all the time. They get police escort. They get protected by the police. Let us get together and do some shit. They gonna have riot gear out that motherfucker. They going, oh, y'all need to disperse and you're going to jail. And we've seen over the years what the Klansmen can do and what they have done. So don't sit there and act like, oh, they ain't never hurt nobody. Talking about the same people that burned crosses in front of black people house. Talking about the same people in Rosewood that killed all them black people. You talking about the same people that terrorized Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and the list goes on. You talking about the same people who hung innocent people. They are an organized group, but just as soon as Black Lives Matter get together or any other black organizations get together, or we barbecue on or some other bullshit, we are the problem. We're a terrorist group. When they terrorize more people than anybody, other than, Hitler and them. This is America. This is what I gotta tell my kids or my nieces and nephews that when a Klan rally happened, that's okay. But if you and a group of black people get together and try to do something, that's not okay. Because that's what America's showing you. This is what they showing us, y'all. United we stand, divided we fall. You can't tell me when we all stick together what kind of monuments we can move. We changed the world before. Yeah, racism may never went nowhere, but it died down some with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Madam C.J. Walk, Harriet Tubman, Nat Turner. Then the list goes on. When we band together, there's nothing they can do but to give us what we deserve. We shown that. But as long as we're divided, they're going to constantly do what the hell they want to do. We got to come together. And I can't even get mad at just blacks and white. No, it's made black folk. We got to come together. You want to know why you see a whole lot of successful white people? Let me tell you why, man. I'm going to hit a nerve today. I'm going to tell you why. This is why. I'm going to show you the difference between the blacks and the whites. White man get a Corvette or one of them fancy sports cars. You know what his white boys say? What his white people say? Congratulations, man. Oh, my God. That is nice.
What did you do to, you know what I'm saying, they're able to get that? And they give each other tips. Invest. This is how I did it, pal. They, you know what I'm saying, they give each other tips. They don't put each other down. This is what would have been said
if a black person wouldn't get it. Man, you know, goodness, where you can't afford that, man. Why you doing that to you? Is he going to get in debt? This, that. You see the difference? The white man brought the other white man up. Now they got matching Corvettes. Black man got to put each other down. Black people got to put each other down. When we look at each other, we can walk past each other and don't speak, don't nod your head, don't nothing. All we do is mug or look at what the next person got on. You know, white folks do that. When they see somebody, when they see their kind hurting or something, they go help them. We see our kind hurting, we talk shit about them. We got to come together. We got to. We got to educate each other. Put the guns down. Stop having disagreement over shoes. Them people that make them shoes don't give a damn about you. All they care about is your money. We're killing each other over stupid shit. We live two blocks in opposite directions. We got this color on. We got that color on. We gay. We lesbians. Why? Why is y'all mad at that? That black man got more money than me. I'm a rob him. Why? How about ask him what did he do to get that? We're breaking in each other's house. Why? Breaking in somebody else could get you 5 to 10 years, 3 to 4 years, something like that in that nature. Why not use that towards a job and stay there 3 to 6 years or something like that, man? We gotta come together, y'all. Now more than ever, this world is getting divided, and the more we keep sitting here saying, oh, I don't wanna hear that, it's gonna constantly be like that, man. It's going to constantly be divided. We got to come together, y'all. We got to come together. It's more things that us black people can be in life other than being on social media trying to rap and holding guns towards the camera. That ain't cool. That ain't flashy. That ain't classy. You look dumb. Oh, mouth full of grease that you, you know what I'm saying? Saying cleaning it. Man, what is you saying? What is you saying? Acting like you ain't got no home training. Well, most of y'all don't. Because it started at the home. Racism, and you're not born into racism, you're taught racism. You put two white baby, you put a white baby and a black baby together, they'll play, because they don't know about race that right now. They was taught that they're the superior. They was taught that we're low. We gotta stop that. And we gotta stop using excuses of why we can't, you know what I'm saying, get to where we need to be. Even though in some places that, you know, race does play a factor. It does. But you gotta put other steps into play. Build your own business. Yes, it's gonna be hard. Yes, you're gonna go through obstacles. Yes, you're going, yes, it's gonna happen. Yes, when you get too big,
most likely
they're gonna buy you out. They're gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. They're gonna make you
look at Dr. Dre.
That man owned the biggest set of headphones ever. You thought they were gonna let him keep that? They go $1 billion. Who gonna turn down $1 billion? We gotta come together, y'all. And it's not fair that the Klansmen can do something and we can't. Especially if it's a peaceful protest, you already know just by that name that's hate. It's been hate for years.
Come out there
and break them flags and but get mad when we want to take the flag down. Oh, it's not used racism. It was used racism for over hundreds of damn years. Stop acting like you're blind to the thing, man, and make change. Do y'all know how good this world could run if we ran it together? Do you know how good job if we did it together, if we stand up for one another? If we stand up for one another, if we stand by our brother and sister's side, do you know how good this world can be? Do you know how much good change we can have? Change is good. Not all change is good, but for the most part, it's good. Especially when it comes down to uplifting somebody. I love spreading positive. I see people that mug me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing? What you mad at, man? I'm trying to tell you, man, I walk around the mall or grocery store, see somebody with a frown. Hey, what you mad for? Why you frown on that smile? You're alive. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. You're alive. Smile. Go hug somebody. Well, no, don't go hug somebody. Tell somebody, hey, I hope you have a good day. Blessed. We can't even say blessed. You'll know what they believe in. But just, hey, man, have a good day. Why is it so hard to speak to another? What's going on, man? Hey, how you doing? Doing all right? All right, now. Did I hurt you by saying that? See how easy that was? I got motherfucking white people in my job, man. There's no lie. I'm not going to tell you where I work at because I don't want to get fired. But that'll walk right past you. Won't even nod their head. You can speak. They won't even speak back. But guess what? Every last one of them got that Confederate flag on that truck. And I speak to them every day purposely. Just to show them, man, I'm blind. I'm not blind to that flag that's on your truck, man, but why are you that way towards me? What did I do to you that make you that way towards me? What did I do? Can you tell me? Can you tell me what I've done? Why do you hate me? Not all black people to say, not all white people to say. Two of my closest best friends ever who never turned their back on me was white. Families took me in, showed me a good time. I'm eating like I ain't never ate before. You know what I'm saying? They made me feel so welcome. And never once had any one of them dropped the N-bomb or, you know what I'm saying, or made me feel discomfort. And I've been around their parents, grandparents. I mean, the list goes on. I've been around the whole family, man. Not once have I ever had a problem with them. Not all black people and white people are the same, man. That's why they had this thing in Atlanta, man, when I used to live in Atlanta. You know, it was called Meet a Black Person. To show you, we ain't all threatening. But to the parents, you got to put more positivity in front of your kids. Now, I like rap, don't get me wrong. You know, N.W.A., KRS-One, The Game, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Nas, all that. Tupac always be my best. I like all that. Don't get me wrong. But you gotta show your kids is something other than that. Pull your pants up. Stop trying to throw up gang signs. You know, y'all don't really want that life. You don't. Dead or in jail. That's what's gonna come out of that life. Unless you make your downfall, your positivity. Look at DC Young Fly, you know what I'm saying, about his mama house. The positive stuff that, you know what I'm saying, that goes to show you that your lifestyle don't consume you unless you let it. I see some videos on Facebook, man, they had little kids talking about, yeah, we need to get the Mexicans out because they're taking our jobs and that. Boy, you ain't even old enough to work. What job are they taking? They getting a job that you don't want. They taking jobs that they getting underpaid for, but they don't care. They just want enough to feed their family. See what I'm saying? They quit saying somebody taking it. Ain't nobody taking your job. You don't want that job. You don't want it. Peace, love, happiness. I preach about it all the time. Peace, love, happiness. United we stand, divided we fall. Y'all think about that, man. Think about everything I said, man. I mean, just think about it. Peace, love, happiness. When did we become so angry with each other? Stop. Stop, y'all. Stop the hate. Stop the anger. Because y'all angry and y'all hating each other for what? Because I'm black? Because I'm white? Because I'm Mexican? Because I'm gay? Because I'm lesbian? What? Why are you mad at that? Why? Peace, love, happiness. And stop being so quick to say, man, I don't want it, I don't want it, man. It ain't never gonna change because you don't want it to. Go back and look at history, man. Pay attention in history class, my people. Black and white, Mexican, pay attention in class. When we band together, it's nothing that they can do. It's nothing. we've shown it over the years, man. People have laid down their life for freedom. People have gave their life for freedom. People have been threatened, death threats, house on fire for freedom. And in the end, they got it. It's just like rules of your job. All of it, I hate to say it, but all of it written in blood. Somebody had to get hurt. Somebody had to die for it to happen, for change to happen. But it don't always have to be that way, y'all. Because y'all got so much hate on each other for the littlest reasons. A white man will hate me just because I'm black. Why? What did I do to you? What did I, not what did somebody in the past from slavery there, what did I do to you? I'm not that person that hurt you, so why are you trying to hurt me? You never met me a day in his life. Why are you trying to hurt me? Same thing with black people. Why are you trying to hurt that white man? He didn't do it. His ancestors did it. He might be different, so you can't blame him for his ancestors. Yeah, y'all ain't gonna like that, huh? He's trying to make change. You don't want to allow it because of his ancestors. Has he showed you any part of that? If he haven't, why are you mad? Oh, that's gonna hit a nerve there, y'all. That's gonna hit a nerve there. Think about it. Yes, his ancestors hated us for no apparent reason. Yes, they beat us. Yes, they enslaved us. But did he? Is he trying to help you get that job? Or is he trying to help you get better in life? But you won't let him because he white. Nah, he wants something out. Did he ask you anything? Did he or she ask you for anything? Even if somebody tried to hurt you, man, the best, and it's hard to do, because I'd be damned if I sit back, let somebody spit on me or beat me today. But you kill them with kindness. It's hard. It's hard. But you gotta kill them with kindness. Band together. United we stand. Divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. This is going to be the realest thing you hear today, man. United we stand, divided we fall. I love each and every one of y'all, and I don't know you. But how can I hate you when I don't know you? Supposed to love before you hate. So how can I hate you if I don't know you? How can you hate me if you never sat down and talked to me? How? Don't judge a book by its cover. Read a couple pages before you say, I don't like this book. I just want to end it like that, man. I love y'all. Spread love today. And remember those words. United, we stand. Divided, we fall. This your man, EJ, the comedian. Peace and love and happiness, man.